Russia needs fast reactors to sustain its nuclear power program. Light water reactors under construction in Russia will give the country an additional 10 gigawatts of nuclear power capacity by 2020, a 42% jump, but further growth will become difficult unless Russia can manage its spent fuel, Rotchkov says. Hence, Rosatom's 2.5 billion euro, or $3.25 billion, investment directed not only at fast reactor technology, but also facilities to recycle spent fuel into fuel for fast reactors. Rosatom has operated its BN-600, a 600-megawatt fast reactor, since 1980 at the Belyarsk nuclear power plant. Rosatom expects to start operating an upgraded 880-megawatt version at Belyarsk next year. That would be close to the 1,000-megawatt size of some commercial nuclear reactors. Ivanovich Zagoroko, a fast reactor specialist at Rosatom's Lipunsky Institute, says the BN-600 experienced serious sodium leaks only during its first 4 years of operation. And he says a 1987 incident in which particle contaminants building up in the sodium coolant caused an acceleration of its chain reaction was solved with an improved purification system and tighter airflow control during maintenance to keep contaminants out. He adds that the BN-800 provides further safety enhancements. But Zagoroko says there is still a big gap between the BN-800's design and the international safety criteria that Rosatom intends to meet with a 1,200-megawatt commercial-scale fast reactor, the BN-1200, now in the design phase. Sergei Shapelev, a representative of Afrikantov OKBM, a subsidiary of Rosatom, refused to discuss the BN-600's 1987 incident during an open panel session. When questioned after the session, Shapelev says there were many versions of the incident and that it was not known which is right, but that he was certain the BN-1200 was absolutely a safe design. Rosatom is also developing another fast reactor cooled with molten lead. Lead coolant is less corrosive than sodium and chemically inert to water and air. It has never been used in a power plant, but the reactors in Russia's nuclear submarines have long been cooled with a lead alloy. Rosatom's plan calls for a 300-megawatt lead-cooled demonstration plant to be operating at Belyarsk by 2020. Some countries are more devoted to existing fast reactor technology. Indian researchers argued vehemently for the safety of sodium-cooled reactors at the Paris meeting. India's 500-megawatt SFR demonstration plant is nearing completion at Kalpakkam, and the state-owned Indian Nuclear Power Corporation has a green light to build two more 500-megawatt SFRs at the site. Redundant passive safety systems are one answer, according to Narayana Sami Mahendran, an engineer with Indian Nuclear Power. Backup cooling loops, for example, use convection alone to draw heat from the reactor and dump it into the air above the reactor building. Their plant has four such loops of two distinct designs. Any two should be capable of keeping a reactor cool in the event of a station blackout like the one that upended Fukushima. Similarly, he says, the core control rods are suspended by electromagnets and can thus passively drop by gravity to instantaneously scram the reactor during a station blackout. European, Japanese, and U.S. researchers at Paris had research advances to note, but no funding to support large demonstration projects. For the U.S., the focus is on finding repositories for interim and long-term waste storage. The U.S. will be focused on geologic disposal for at least a few decades, says Peter Lyons, the U.S. Assistant Secretary of Energy for Nuclear Energy. Absent funding in Japan and Europe is largely due to the corrosive impact of Fukushima. France is going it alone on Europe's only well-funded fast reactor program, a 650 million euro design called Astrid that incorporates some bold next-generation components. For example, solid-state electromagnetic pumps move sodium coolant. They are expected to be more efficient and reliable than pumps with moving parts. However, Astrid's future hangs on a French energy policy review that got underway last month that could yet see the country turn away from nuclear power. Pierre Lacoz, the project's manager at France's Atomic Energy Commission, says that if France has begun pulling away from nuclear energy in 5 years, when Astrid's design is mature, they probably won't get the green light to build. Japan's fast reactor program once led the world, but it's now frozen, along with all but two of Japan's nuclear reactors. Successive Japanese prime ministers seek to redefine Japan's energy policy.